We don't have any definite news that we're going to get the funding for the staff yet. I have lots of reassurances that we'll do something, Ken, we'll get it sorted out, but I don't actually have a time or a date when we're going to open the stroke unit. And I, you know, we need it now.
One of the issues is the HSE is effectively saying, no, there isn't a recruitment embargo. We're appointing staff as necessary. So there appears to be certainly a difference between what the HSE and SAILDA are saying officially and what's actually being experienced on the ground.
If you would point anybody in Letterkenny University Hospital has to go to SAILDA first and then go to Central HSE for any job. And this is these are even replacement posts. And this is a new. These are new posts, and they have been refused essentially, and it's a nonsense.
There is a unit in St Connell's which has been functioning for some time.
Yeah,
but you need more than that.
Well, that's for basically post acute care, and sometimes we patients in there for a few months for rehabilitation. But this is for the patient who comes in the door with a stroke, and where they go from ED. If the small number go to Beaumont, but apart from those patients, we need them to go to a unit where they'll be looked after carefully, where we'll deal with the complications of stroke, look at their blood pressure, make sure they don't get pneumonia, look at their swallow, get early physio, early occupational therapy, early speech therapy, and get them on the road to recovery as soon as possible.
How much is it going to take to get the unit you want? And once you have the clearance, how long is it going to take to get it up and running?
Well, I would hope that we would get the nurses in place fairly quickly, and hopefully then the physios and OTs maybe take slightly longer, because there's a national panel for physios and OTs. But I think we just need a unit with the name over the door, and we're up and running.
It can be done in 2020 if the money is there.
It better be done in 2020, or I won't be here.